Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. First six results in by-election to 13 assembly seats in seven states announced. One seat goes to AAP in Punjab, Congress bags two seats, and BJP wins one seat in Himachal. Raiganj and Bagda seats in West Bengal go to TMC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch and lay foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 29,000 crore rupees in Mumbai this evening. Home Minister Amit Shah chairs high-level meeting to review implementation of Vibrant Villages program. Net direct tax collection grows over 19%, reaching 5.74 lakh crore rupees till 11th of July of current financial year. And in Wimbledon tennis, Jasmine Paolini to take on Barbora Krejcikova in the women's singles final in London this evening. And now the news in detail. In by-elections held on Wednesday for 13 assembly constituencies of seven states, the first six results have come so far from Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and West Bengal. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Himachal, the ruling Congress has won two seats, while BJP has bagged one seat. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won Raiganj and Bagda seats. Counting for remaining constituencies is underway in seven assembly constituencies. The AAP candidate Mohinder Bhagat won this seat by a margin of 37,325 votes. He defeated BJP candidate Sheetal Angural in the triangular contest. More from a correspondent.
Aam Aadmi Party candidate Mohinder Bhagat won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly constituency by a big margin of 37,325 votes. He got a total of 58.38% vote share and defeated BJP candidate Sheetal Angural in the triangular contest. BJP polled 17,920 votes while Congress candidate remained third with 16,757 votes. This result has given a sigh of relief to Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh, who remained steadfast in the constituency during the campaigning. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Himachal, Congress candidates Kamlesh Thakur from Dehra and Hardeep Singh Baba from Nalagarh have emerged victorious, while Ashish Sharma from BJP has won from Hamirpur. More from a correspondent.
The ruling Congress won in Dehra and Nalagarh, while the BJP secured a victory in the Hamirpur Assembly seat. In the Dehra Assembly constituency, Congress candidate and wife of Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Kamlesh Thakur, won by 9,399 votes. In Nalagarh, Congress candidate Hardeep Singh Bawa won by 8,990 votes. In the contrast, BJP candidate Ashish Sharma won from the Hamirpur seat by 1,571 votes. With these by-election results, the number of ruling Congress MLAs in the State Assembly has now reached 40, while the number of BJP MLAs stands at 28. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In West Bengal, Krishna Kalyani from Raiganj bagged the assembly seat, defeating Manas Kumar Ghosh of Bharatiya Janata Party by 36,402 votes. In West Bengal, TMC is leading on the rest three assembly seats, which went for by polls. TMC candidates Mukut Mani Adhikari from Ranaghat Dakshin, Madhu Parna from Bagda and Supti Pandey is leading from Maniktala Assembly constituency. In Bihar, after the end of the seventh rounds of vote counting, independent candidate Shankar Singh is leading with a margin of over 1,000 votes. In Tamil Nadu, DMK is leading with a huge margin in the Vikramandi Assembly by-poll. Aniyur Siva of the DMK has a difference of more than 40,000 votes than his PMK rival, C. Ambumani. In News Just In, in West Bengal, Mukut Mani Adhikari of All India Trinamool Congress won the Ranaghat Dakshin Assembly seat, defeating Manoj Kumar Viswas of Bharatiya Janata Party by 39,048 votes. In Uttarakhand, Congress has won the Mangalore Vidhan Sabha seat of Haridwar district. However, It has not been officially announced yet. Congress Qazi Nizamuddin got 31,727 votes on the Mangalore seat, followed by BJP's Kartar Singh Badhana in the second place with 31,305 votes. On the other hand, in the Badrinath seat of Chamoli district, Congress's Lakhpat Butola is leading by 5,073 votes over his nearest rival, Rajendra Bhandari of Bharatiya Janata Party, after 14 rounds of counting. One round of counting is yet to be done. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the road, railways and port sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at Mumbai in Maharashtra this evening. More from our correspondent.
At around 5:30 in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach the NESCO Exhibition Centre in Goregaon, where he will lay the foundation stone for multiple projects including Thane-Borivali Tunnel Project, tunnel work for Goregaon-Mulund Link Road, Kalyan Yard Remodeling and Gati Shakti Multimodal Cargo Terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the new platforms at the Lokmanya Tilak Terminus and extension of platforms at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus Station. Prime Minister will also launch the Mukhyamantri Yuva Karya Prasikshan Yojana. Later, Prime Minister will visit the Indian Newspaper Society Secretariat at Bandra Kurla Complex, Mumbai to inaugurate the INS Stars. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to all-round development of the border villages of the country. He stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity to prevent migration from border villages. Mr. Shah said, Central Armed Police Forces and Army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through cooperatives. The minister said the residents of the nearby villages should get the benefit of healthcare facilities available for army and CAPFs. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla and other senior officials of the ministry are attending the meeting. Vibrant Villages program is a centrally sponsored scheme for comprehensive development of the select villages in 46 blocks in 19 districts of Arunachal Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Uttarakhand and Ladakh. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways will host the State Maritime and Waterways Transport Committee's meeting on Tuesday through video conferencing. The meeting will focus on the preparation of state-specific maritime and waterways transport master plans, formulation of maritime sector policies, cruise tourism and urban water transportation. The ministry said the meeting aims to ensure comprehensive development of maritime and waterways transport across the country. Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission with senior officials of the National Health Authority in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. He added that around 34.7 crore Ayushman cards have been issued and around 7.35 crore hospital admissions have been facilitated under these initiatives, amounting to more than 1 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Nadda also directed the officials to ensure that the benefits of these visionary schemes reach the most needy and vulnerable sections of society. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met the presiding officers of legislatures of Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Uzbekistan at St. Petersburg in Russia yesterday. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum. In his bilateral meeting with the Speaker of Majlisi Namoyan Dagon of Tajikistan, Zokir Zoda Muhammad Tohir Zohir, Mr. Birla emphasized the deep historical and cultural ties between the two nations and the need to enhance parliamentary cooperation through the formation of a parliamentary friendship group. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, one of the ancient temples in South Kashmir's Anantnag district is being reopened after 34 years. It was closed in 1990 due to eruption of unfavorable conditions in the Kashmir Valley. However, with the active support of the local Muslim population of the area, the temple will reopen tomorrow. In addition to the installation of goddess Uma Bhagwati, the idol of Panchmukhi Hanumanji will also be installed at Barari Angan in the temple premises. Uma Bhagwati Temple at Barari Angan is an ancient shrine where devotees used to come in large numbers from different parts of J&K. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Income Tax Department has collected over 6,45,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25, as well as has issued refunds of 70,902 crore rupees till the 11th of this month. The data released by the Income Tax Department highlighted the total collection comprises 2,65,336 as corporate tax, 3,61,862 crore rupees as personal income tax, and 1,426 crore rupees as other taxes. The net direct tax collection has recorded a significant growth of around 20%, amounting to over 5,74,000 crore rupees. Niti Aayog has released the SDG India Index 2023-24 and said India is progressing towards the Sustainable Development Goals despite global headwinds. SDG India Index is the country's principal tool for measuring national and subnational progress on the Sustainable Development Goals. The index was launched by Niti Aayog Vice Chairperson Suman Berry in the presence of Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam, among others. Mr. Subramaniam said the composite score for India improved from 57 in 2018 to 66 in 2020-21 and further to 71 in 2023-24. SDG India Index measures and tracks national progress of all states and union territories on 113 indicators. In Nepal, teams of army and police personnel, including deep divers, have resumed the search operation for the second day at the incident site where two buses with almost 60 passengers fell in Trishuli River. The families of the missing persons in the accident have demanded that the search operation should be more effective by use of necessary technology and tools. Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand failed to garner a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday. He successfully survived four consecutive floor tests since assuming the high office on 25th of December 2022, but lost the trust vote on his fifth attempt and his tenure ended in 18 months. During a special session of the Parliament on Friday, Prime Minister Prachand tabled a confidence motion. 63 votes went in favour of the proposal and 194 voted against him. On to sports. In Wimbledon tennis, 7-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st-seed Barbora Krejcikova in the women's singles final in London this evening at 6:30 p.m. India Standard Time. Krejcikova of Czech Republic entered her first Wimbledon final after securing a comeback win over Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina in the semifinals on Thursday, while Paolina of Italy defeated Croatia's Donna Vekic in a fiercely fought semifinal to secure her place in the final. In men's singles, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz tomorrow. In football, the Euro Cup 2024 gears up for its ultimate clash as Spain and England are set to meet in the final tomorrow, late night, at 12:30 in Berlin. Spain is aiming for the record fourth title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in the second consecutive Euro final. In men's cricket, India will take on host Zimbabwe in the fourth T20 on the five-match series in Harare this evening at 4:30. India, under the captaincy of Shubman Gill, currently lead the series 2-1. In the series opener, Zimbabwe upset India, clinching victory by 13 runs. The final match of the series will take place tomorrow at the same venue. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Seven results in by-election to 13 assembly seats in seven states announced. One seat goes to AAP in Punjab. Congress bags two seats and BJP wins one seat in Himachal. Raiganj, Bagda and Ranaghat Dakshin seats in West Bengal go to TMC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch and lay foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 29,000 crore rupees in Mumbai this evening. Home Minister Amit Shah chairs high-level meeting to review implementation of Vibrant Villages program. Net direct tax collection grows over 19%, reaching 5.74 lakh crore rupees till 11th of July of the current financial year. And in Wimbledon tennis, Jasmine Paolini to take on Barbora Krejcikova in the women's singles final in London this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.